All right. The mood of my site is very chaotic and very loud, which doesn't surprise me, but at the same time, I actually had not expected it to be so crazy. And that kind of makes me sad because I've always vowed I'm going to be one of those adults who doesn't forget what it's like to be a kid and doesn't forget the way kids think and see things. And here it is, I'm 18 years old, and already I've forgotten a lot about what being a kid is like. Because I didn't expect it to be so crazy. So that kind of makes me sad that that's how I was. But anyway, my first blog post, I didn't say anything about the Boys and Girls Club because I ran out of time. But on my podcast, I said how I was kind of nervous about working with kids because they're thinking, feeling vulnerable human beings, and you can actually like cause some kind of harm by saying or doing something you can't take back. Whereas, if you're working with inanimate objects, like any mistakes you make are small and they can be corrected. And I actually had an experience along those lines that I was just hanging out with this girl. I was waiting for her to be picked up, and I was trying to make conversation. So I was like, "So, what grade are you in?" And next thing I knew, she started pouring out her whole life story about how she was held back in school because her teachers were mean and her dad divorced her mom and so on and so on. And I was just like, whoa, I didn't expect this, and this is kind of an awkward situation. I'm not a counselor. I don't know what to say. But I mean, I basically just tried to sympathize with her, and I think I did okay. And I realized that I think even though I may not have said the best thing that I possibly could have, just by letting her vent, I think I did do her some kind of good. So that was reassuring. As for the text on service, I do actually have one quote from Cruz that I like. She says, "I think it is possible to empower learners through service learning and not promote the common good by reinforcing a sense of inferiority among those served," or blah, 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 blah. And my experience with being transferred from North Seattle, the fact that a bunch of us are only going to be working for 4 weeks, emphasizes this because it's like we come in, we're supposedly helping them, and then immediately we're leaving. So it just emphasizes that we're here to get our service hours in and not just out of the goodness of our own hearts, I guess. And if I could see where for a kid, it would be like, okay, these people supposedly volunteers are the ones who are here because they care about me and they want to help me. But what I'm seeing is most of the volunteers are just here because they need service hours, and so they're here for their own gain and not because they care about me. And therefore, there must not be that many people who care about me, and these people are just here, they're using me for their own gain. So that would reinforce a sense of inferiority, I would think, even though that's kind of a dramatic situation. I don't really have any questions. I'm excited about the fact that sometimes it was fun to work with the kids, but I'm also kind of apprehensive because there were situations where I didn't know what to do. Like, there'd be a conflict between two kids, and I wanted to please them both, but that wasn't really possible. Oh well, I will do my best. Adios.